Herbs in Action, reflections and stories from the Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens Botany in Action Fellows discussing herbs from around the world.
My name is Zoe Hastings. I study the biocultural restoration of agroforestry systems in the Pacific Islands. So I'm a PhD student at the University of Hawaii at Manoa. And the herb I'm here to talk about is olena, which you might know as turmeric, or cucurma longa. Olena is a herbaceous plant that's related to ginger. They have dark green leaves that get almost as tall as me. The leaves come out of a dark yellow underground stem, and that's about the size of my thumb. Most people call this part a root, but it's actually a stem. In botanical lingo, we call it a rhizome. Olena produces a really big white flower that's actually made up of a bunch of little flowers, and they smell really good. There are even stories about the flower. Olena is highly valued in Hawaii because of its many uses. It's a valuable antibiotic, antioxidant, anti-inflammatory medicine. So usually people will take the rhizome, the yellow component of the plant, and pound it up and make a juice. And then you can either drink the juice for whatever the ailment is or put it on topically, like on the skin. The deep yellow color that olena is known for is often used to dye different fabrics. I think people here might be more familiar with olena as turmeric used in curry powder.
Herbs in Action is a collaboration between Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens and the Saturday Light Brigade, and is made possible by the Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation, dedicated to educating the community about the many benefits and uses of herbs. To hear this feature again, or to learn more about herbs from around the world, visit mjbergerfoundation.org.